From an olive in the Rashi, had the chok teches. Shall Osius would see the today, and you knocked out the middle parts of the letters and the outside around the letters. Osius boltos, and therefore the letters are now going to be compared to whittling away the background. The letters now are raised. You didn't actually draw the letter. You removed that which is around it. So the letter is just the wood staying in place where it was before. The letter was formed automatically by removing everything around it. You didn't actually create the letter. Shall Osius, you actually chiseled out the form of the letter itself, the yerech, the leg of the letter, the parts of the letter, the haino. Hein mamish shishka ksav zuyeksiva. I have shishka. Okay. You would chisel the letter itself out. So that's called ksiva. Okay. The Mor says that teichus is it's not acceptable. Okay. It says by the tzitz lohiksav shal tzitz shakeya elaboyle tzitzuris shal dinari zahav. The lettering on the tzitz was not engraved, but rather it was raised, like dinari zahav. Well, the narizov teichesu. Because the daite kishuhu make bekurnis. So you take the piece of the coin, the shape of the coin, a piece of gold in the shape of a coin. You have the form that you put on top of it, and then you bang with a hammer that against the metal, and by doing so. The Morris is right now. What you're doing is depressing the surrounding parts, and the parts where the picture is or the words are remain raised. You're pushing everything else away. You take the mold which you use for the coin onto the metal. What happens is you're banging down the teichus and the middle and the sivus on the outside of the surah chosim shehi shakas v'heim amaleim. They remain the area where the mold was, the picture was, remains as is. Teichim is teichim sivus surah adiner k'neged shkias aroshim achosim ena adiner shalzov nitchak. So where the mold is, where the picture is, nothing was pushed. It just remains in place. We're going to be ksiv michtav pituchei chesom, and so the Torah refers to that as ksiva, and this is the masara how you're supposed to do it. It means that's called ksiva. Alma ksiva hi. So Mor says no, that it wasn't the same. They would actually raise the letter. Or the form. So what do you mean? It's like a dinner zov. That it's like a dinner zov. That it was raised as opposed to engraved. So the way we do it is you would push from the other side and raise it, and it was thin enough that you could do that. They used to such a process when they put an adornment on a kli. So then the Gemara presented a question that Rushma chosim hamibayish akarin coins, the mold which you use to make a coin. How does it work? Does it work as mikras charitz? Does it work as kenufi michnev? She said Michris Koritz. Michris Koritz, Toiches Vasiva Shalatsarasai, She Shakas. The middle and the surrounding of the whatever picture you're forming, which those are lower. So what you're doing is Chartzim Medochin Toiches Vasiva Shalatsarasa dinner. Ashemetis Sarasa dinner, both is commercial Hayasa. You're pushing the area around it, and then the area where the picture is remains raised as it was before. So we would do that same process of a coin to write a get on a piece of metal, so it would not be considered ksiva because you're not writing the letters. Or Okanuve Michnif. Surah Khaisim Shihi Shakas, the mold of the picture part of the mold, which is in the mold, the surrounding parts are higher and the picture part is lower. Kishatoche Sea Dochikos es Toche Shall Dinner. When the surrounding parts, which are raised, push against the metal, they force the metal into where the lower part of the mold is, where the picture is. And it's pressured due to the force you're putting on it. And it goes into where the picture is. So that means it's not just remaining there automatically. When you bang on the with this mold onto the metal, you're pushing the metal into where the picture is, and you're creating the raised letter. So it's considered that you have made that picture. Okay, that's what holding the Gemara. So the Gemara says that he answered him. Ravashi said, Michris Choritz. Esvei. So we just brought this price up. Lohaya Sove Shekel, the Berlin Kintinari Zahav. The writing on the tzitz was not engraved. But rather, it was raised, like the Nerizov. So if you hold that the Nerizov, the Mor is revisiting the same question. If you hold the Nerizov, what happens is it's Michta Kanufei. So it's the same thing by the Tzitz. And you're Mekayim the Pasuk of Ksiva. But if you're going to tell me that when you use the form of making the mold, of making a coin, you're not actually doing anything. You're just removing what's around it, pressing on what's around it, and the raised part remains by itself. How do you fulfill the din of ksiva by tzitz? There's a din of ksiva. Habina michta v'leka. Somewhere gives the same answer. It's compared to the dinar zahav that it's raised, but it's not the same. Kizinar zahav the barlets. It's raised. That over here, the way you would raise it is by pushing out from the other side. So you're actually pushing and making the letters. Whereas over there, you would push from the side where the mold is, where the picture is, and push down around it, but not in itself. Rashi, Habina Michtav Pituchechu, someone has to be written. So we're answering, there's a difference between Migavoy or Miavroy. Maka Roshim, Boisit Sad Shatsura Berletis Boy. You would bang with the, you bang your hammer on the side that you're making the picture. But Avot Sitz, Doichik Miavroy, he Berletis Migavoy, you push from the other side. And then on the front side, it's going to be raised. So you're actually making the letters.
So you see from this that making the letters backwards is also called ksiva. Because if you push them on the other side, they're backwards from the way you're going to read them on the front. But that's still called, there's no halacha that the ksiva has to be forward or backwards type of a thing. So making a ksav with a tfus, the old fashioned tfus, you have your picture of the type which has the letter backwards, you ink it, you push it against the paper, it's called ksiva. Even though you're, as it were, baking it backwards, but it's not a problem, because that's a form of that these are valid forms of ksiva. And that's the assumption that both the Taz and Magen Avraham say, that the Svarim which were nichtav b'tfus have kedushas sefer because it's called ksiva. Okay, the Pesukim grapple with it, whether that would necessarily apply to the modern, photo offsets is one question, and then there's the automation issue is the second question. It's a different ballgame nowadays. Theoretically, in regards to Ksiva Sefer Torah, would theoretically be, might be kosher. Simply, what they're talking about is the halacha of Tanakh. Both the Taz and Magen Avraham said the preferred way to read, there's a halacha of Sefer by reading from by Haftarah as well, is to read from a Sefer. So if you have a Sefer written on the cloth, so you have a Sefer. That was a lot of money to write a whole Sefer. So somebody came up with this in the Gemara. The Gemara came up with this idea they had a cloth with just the haftaras on it. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to do that because it's just random pieces. You have to write a whole sefer. So the Gemara says, well, we can't afford it. Oh, you can't afford it. Eis lasis l'shem aver Torah sechel, because eis lasis, we don't have a choice. We can do that. So both the Taz and the Magen Avraham say, the Taz and Yerudei, the Magen Avraham and Arachayim say, well, if you have money, you don't have the Eis Lasis anymore, then you have to use a Sefer. And he said, okay, well, next step, if I want to take a printed Sefer and use that to read from, is that okay? And the answer is yes, because it's considered Ksiva as Kedusha Sefer. But it has to be a full Sefer. Like, there's no excuse to print it not to use a full Sefer. So the book of Haftarah is very strongly discouraged by both the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah follows like that. There are Pesukim who disagree. That's what that's why you'll have places, even if they don't have a Tanakh, they don't have a Ksav Ashuris Novi, they'll use Badafka Sefer, a full Sefer or a Tanakh for the purpose of Haftarah. But that's where they discuss it. So it has the Kedusha Sefer of a Sefer of Novi.
But it's going to have problems of, you just described this, it's going to have a problem of writing Hashem's name, Lishma, and so forth, right?
Well,
you couldn't see
the modern ones, you're going to have that problem. Old-fashioned tefus, the printer is pressing against the page. He can say, any shape is in there, I'm doing the shame because it's a shame. It's doable. It's definitely doable. The modern one, the person pushes the button, and so it gets involved in your machine, matzah shayla, your tzitzis, machine tzitzis, all of these things. It's the same shayla. It's considered your maaser. And can you inject the lishma into your matzahs by pushing the button on the machine? Okay. It's still not clear that halacha that you're not allowed to write parshiyas. You have to write a full sefer. It could be that halacha you'll still be mekayim, even not kedusha Hashem. So at least that halacha you'll be mekayim.
Rabbi Nachman,
So he gave her a get of value, and he wanted the get to function as the ksuba as well, because it had the value of a ksuba. Mahu Amalei, so Reb Nachman said back, Niskabla Gita, Niskabla Ksubasa. So it works. Okay. Samora says, Esme, Rashi says, Niskabli Gitech, Vasharlik Subasech, Niskabla Gita, Vasharlik Subasa. Time of Dikashar. So let's say they had a long piece of parchment, and it was valuable. So he says the get part is the get part, and the part which is not the get you can use for the ksuva. So Morris says it seems to be it's only because it's the other part. Morris says. Who I didn't have a gabdol lekashar? No, the get the area which is the get could also be the ksuba. So what's the chiddush? Welcome, Ashmalon. The avagav the ikashar, even though there is clearly another much larger part left over, yamrla in iloy loy. We don't say, well, she's got a very valuable piece of parchment from him, which she can cut off the get from the top, use the rest as parchment. There should be payment. We don't say that. My time avira the megiltahu. It's considered all part of the airspace of when you write a document. So it's not automatically assumed it's given for payments. It's bottled to the ksav, unless he would say explicitly that he wants it to be used as the ksuba.
The woman, I mean, it doesn't have the shar. She's going to have a problem monetizing it. I mean, it might be true that, you know, objectively, that is a very expensive thing to get.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is she going to do? She needs to keep the get as a get. So it's not like she could just melt it down.
Well, Babdavka, she could hold on until she remarries, show it to Beis Din, and then melt it down. I mean, it's there's she go to Beis Din and verify it. You got to get Adam to witness it. There's other options.
So a woman doesn't actually have to keep.
But she only needs to keep the get for two reasons: for the Baal's Ma'arer, right? So she wants to be able to prove it. Which if she has Adam that witnessed it, that's good enough. And theoretically, if she wants to remarry, it's not required, but the Bezdin might want to see, you know, just verify that the get was given properly so they know that she's allowed to remarry. So she can theoretically go to Bezdin, either get married right away and use it right away, and then she doesn't have to get out. Migrant, she doesn't have to hold on to it at all. It's a star kinyan, not a sharaya, primarily. But practically, you need it. So for practical things, there are other aitzes. Well, normally, Kiyum Shtoros is actually done on the star itself. The normal Kiyum Shtoros was on the document itself. They would put a second ksav saying that we the Bezdin have verified it and signed it. So you'd have the document, the Adam, and then you'd have the that standard. Nowadays we actually give the woman a receipt. We don't. She doesn't. Does not keep the get. Bezdin keeps the get. Mizman Chazal, were they doing such a thing? I'm not aware that they were, but. I don't know why they couldn't. Does he have to give her money? Is that the question? Theoretically, if you didn't have most like suva, I don't think so. I'm not sure. Tosfos goes through a list. Tosfos Baba Kama. Daf Tesem and Aleph. Because by Nezikin, that's fair, in the way you don't have to pay with money. You can pay with other items. So I'm not Gemara, but Bakama, with that halacha giving other items for Nezikin, Tosfos says that's not true by a loan, because since I lent him money, if I have money available, I have to give coins, you know, currency. I have to give currency because he has a right, because that's what the original loan was. He has a right to get that back. As opposed to Nezikin, it's a chayv moment. I can pay with something else, even though there's a tirch involved monetizing it. Tosfos has three chalukas. He talks about ksuba. I don't remember what Tosfos says about ksuba. It's Tosfos and Tesem and Aleph in Baba Kama. I don't recall. I'm pretty sure Tosfos talks about ksuba there. Yeah, but you're right. This Gemara sounds like it's not 100% right, because the case was he didn't have any money, so he's saying he wants to give this instead. Let's see Rashi on that piece, and we'll more right. Hold like a Charloy, then welcome get boy the Mesa Lomatana Gemara, Mishum Gerishin, Lother Shem Piroyan, the Sibin Osat. So the Gemara is being medayik that there's intrinsically a problem in this idea of using the get as the ksuba. It has to be given to her. Petar's garishin, not that he's using it to pay up his chayvus. In some sense, he's getting some usage out of it. It has to be in the sina, which is a matana gemura. So the get was given to her, that's totally hers. It's nothing to do with him. Gemara says, no, that's not true. It's not a problem. There's no such drasha that you're making up. But the chiddush is that there's all this extra piece of documents. He tells us for the ksuba it works, otherwise not, because avira, it's gilyan, it's all perceived to be the backdrop to the ksav, unless he would specify otherwise. Okay.